Obviously, the depiction of America that we're shown through the news and the media is one that seems of immense persecution towards people of color, towards black people. I wanted to find out what your views are on the current state of things between black, you know, African-American and African-Americans, rather, and the police in America, and obviously how that situation is, which seems to be worsening every year, dare I say.
Yes. You know, I sat on the My Brother's Keepers task force impaneled by President Obama. And what we discovered and began to work toward ending, we discovered that much of the violence against black men is because of the demonization that we experience in American society. The stereotypes that are presented are that we're violent demons and sexual predators in many instances, who are angry all the time. And if you even go by the Bible says if it's a demon, you cast them out. And so if you've demonized our men and you've shown on the 11 o'clock news only the worst of black men and the criminal-minded black men and those who are engaged in criminal conduct, if that's all the viewers see, then that's gonna whom they come, that is whom they will believe we are. And one of those cases, the case of Mike Brown being assassinated by the police officer said that he shot him because he began coming at him and his eyes turned red like a demon, quote unquote. That's what the police officer who shot Mike Brown said. And that falls into the narrative of black men being demonized in America by the stereotypes that are presented and by the denial of equal opportunity that results in the poverty and the crime that leads to some of the stereotypes that are projected among black men, amongst black men. Surely black men who make up 6% of the U.S. society should not make up over half of the prison population. Most black men want a stable job and they want to take care of their families. There's some out there trifling and don't want to do nothing. But for the most part, we do. We want jobs for livable wages to take care of our children. And so that's the biggest challenge I see with society toward black men, is the denial of equal opportunity and the failure to educate properly, and then the demonization by the stereotypes.
No, I couldn't agree more, sir. Obviously, now we can't leave the conversation on such a dreary note, but those are some sentiments that we we echo and agree with on our end. Touching a little bit more on the diaspora, it always puzzles me how there's this a resentment or a lack of understanding between African Americans and people from the continents. I wanted to find out, in your work and obviously being a global icon, what is it that we can do, in your opinion, to stimulate more cultural engagement and more collaboration of any kind amongst the people of the diaspora?
We need to see each other more. We fear each other because we don't know each other. And then we have, at the same time, white supremacists or white supremacy and its legacy and its conditioning over the centuries, we see that also being a dividing factor, in the sense that both black countries, or the African Americans and the Africans in the diaspora, in many instances, view each other through the eyes of the conditioning we've received from both colonialism and black slavery. And in that regard, if we come together, we'll see we're more alike than we are different. And in fact, we'll enjoy seeing each other's culture on display. That is why I have always thought media plays a great role in bringing us together. In that sense, I think if we had more shows depicting folks from the motherland and the similarities we enjoy with each other and come to know each other's culture and each other as we live in our communities, I think we'll then be able to say we're the same. We are part of the African diaspora. We've all suffered the same plague of white supremacy throughout the world. And therefore, let's come to know each other better so we can love each other more and we can unite more.